بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. News and comment. There are no independent Arab states, and if a Palestinian state should be born under the U.S. direction, it will be one more slave entity. News. On the 15th of November, Palestinian Authority President Abbas issued a lengthy statement marking the 35th anniversary of Palestinian Declaration of Independence. Quote, I am speaking to you today on the anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, and we are facing together a barbaric war of aggression and an open war of genocide against our people in the Gaza Strip and in the West Bank, including Jerusalem, our eternal capital, and a massacre carried out by the occupying state in the front of the world in order to break our will and the uprooting of our national presence in our land. The land of our fathers and grandfathers in which our people have lived for more than 6,000 years, end quote, he said. Comment. Abbas has failed the Palestinians miserably, and the independence he speaks of is a fantasy of more than one level. After Hamas's military operation on October 7th, Abbas was quick to condemn the operation and quick to support the Jewish entity's right to self-defense, thereby opening the door to the horror of well over 11,000 civilian deaths in Gaza. Abbas was also quick to declare that he was ready to assume control of the Gaza Strip if the Jewish entity with U.S. help destroys Hamas, again giving a green light to the mass murder and destruction of the people of Gaza. He, along with the Palestine Liberation Organization, have repeatedly stressed that they alone represent the Palestinian people, yet they have nothing to give the people of Gaza, but like dogs, they are growling that they alone will come out from under the table to lick the bones after their masters have taken their fill of the flesh. The Declaration of Independence was issued on the 15th of November 1988 after being adopted by a majority vote of the legislative body of the PLO. The PLO had been declared to be, quote, the sole legitimate representative of the Palestinian people, end quote. During the 1974 Arab League summit, the same Arab League of currently 22 members that watched passively the massacre of Gaza while shaking the hand of the U.S. Secretary of State Blinken, who was busy ensuring freedom of action for the Jewish entity to extract revenge for its collapse in front of hundreds of fighters breaking out of the Gaza prison camp. These treacherous Arab states with their expensive armies took their directions from Blinken, who referred to them as quote-unquote partners, though in reality they are much lower than that. None of them are independent. And if the U.S. should decide that there will be a quote-unquote Palestinian state in Gaza and some pieces of land in the West Bank, it will be one more slave state to protect the Jewish entity. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Dr. Abdullah Rabin.